While the earth remaineth, seed-time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? The sluggard will not plough by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest, and have nothing. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. As he that taketh away a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Thy crowns are as the locusts, and thy captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.